You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay. For the next hour or so, I'll be playing some folk and experimental music, as well as a bit of bric-a-brac that I've brought in with me today to play on air. So keep listening, and I thought I'd start off, for some reason, this morning, thinking about hanging down, crossing the border into America for the first time in a little while for me, to do some camping. I'm a big fan of Randy Newman. Saw him last summer, the only time I've ever seen him, but he played on Vancouver Island and just has a great sense of humor and has written some really interesting and great songs over the years. A lot of the sort of most memorable to me being also satire, whether slightly political or otherwise, things that written from the point of view of a character that you know, reveals a lot as the song goes on about that character and makes some comment with that. So here's Sail Away by Randy Newman.
In America, you get food to eat. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. Sail away. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon in the buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay.
Let me tell you about a man I know who lives down on the ridge. Let me tell you about a way of life when the city ends and the road begins. When it wasn't so hard to just make your way before a tax man comes and takes all your pay. Then one day you get sick of it all and walk down the tracks and drift away. It's a nice sunny morning, see an old man yawning. It's the hobo woke up underneath the grocery store's awning. Grumpy and pissed, he shares his gin with his neighbor yelling, this city's gone all shitty, man, it's lost its dirty flavor. Now it's full of idiots know nothing about no kids these days in the weak way. He's sitting on stoops and spitting out truths. His old ways were going old school hallways. Buzzard didn't hurt the Lord, lurked in his hallways. Used to hear him shout and body call all day. Claiming he was aimless, but knowing he was lying. Searching for salvation, but not exactly trying. His face is old and his teeth are gone. His pace is slow, but he shuffles on. He mumbles in tongues and he speaks with a slur. And I swear, if you see him, you address him, yes, sir. The real deal hobo, he ain't settled in or stopping. Been going strong for so long and still ain't dropping. People talk and stare as they walk by and glare. But they knew they couldn't do what he could do, they wouldn't dare. And he got no car and he don't get emails. He smells like an ogre and repels most females. Cursing out customers outside the store and scaring the children while working the door. And no one calls on his birthday to wish him well. Sometimes it only gets me, misses someone who listens well. He hasn't had a friend who knows how long, but it seems like he's always singing the same damn song. Day-o donuts and cans of beans, dumpster chicken and river greens. Hopping on trains with nice all for one, just another drink to the end of the line. Day-o donuts and cans of beans, dumpster chicken and river greens. Hopping on trains with nice all for one, it's just another drink to the end of the line. Raindrops drip on top his roof and seeps in through the cardboard and concrete block he sleeps in. It wreaks havoc with each storm, the attic creaks more, releasing to his bed, collecting bottles on the floor. His home was his castle, his domain, his home, and his pain grew so great it wouldn't leave him alone. On his own, all his life he'd been cast away, so he walks down the tracks and drifts away. As he lay in the shade by the tracks where he stayed, in these shacks that were made by these quacks who obeyed no code, the open road would give him guidance, stay focused through blinded in a flash. Got a flash tucked in coat lines. Your emotions run high, getting chased from the stations, when all you really need is patience. The night watch, not on, they must have got the dose of quota. The coast clear to steer the tracks like a hobo spoke. And a man like this is more than just a name on freights. He's lived his life in crates and spent late nights in fields and forced great laughs despite always having to run. Real hobos don't know. Hobos go crazy, get a little liquor in them. Get to thinking they've been victim too long to shake the feeling. Get down, bow down, hit the road, then the soda. Had a bud in Minnesota, hop the freight to Dakota. He loved the motion of the locomotive. Running coast to coast into the ocean. Cresting over rolling hills and bustling towns and empty mills. It's the dribbles and crumbs, your North American bums. What you use to stir your coffee with? The spoon and the thumb. It's the dribbles and crumbs, the North American bums. What you use to stir your coffee with? The spoon or the thumb. Hey, where you going? Why the hurry? What's wrong? You gotta go so soon. Is the pool that strong? Well, then I guess it's best that I say my goodbyes. And may you one day find peace under these open skies. And maybe one day you'll forget the pain. Pack it all in and catch the westbound train. But for now he's just hanging, who knows how long. Just riding the rails, singing the same damn song. Day-o donuts and cans of beans, dumpster chicken and river greens. Hopping on trains with lights off for wine. It's just another drink till the end of line. Day-o donuts and cans of beans, dumpster chicken and river greens. Hopping on trains with lights off for wine. It's just another drink till the end of the line.
Hobo's Lullaby by Josh Martinez off the Good Life EP from a couple years back. Haven't heard a lot of recent stuff by Martinez, but I would like to. If it was around, I would probably check it out. Maybe go search that out. Check out the old internets, see what I can find later on. Before that was Ray Spoon with a song called Come On Forest Fire that I heard about because my choir is learning it, and I hope Ray is okay with us with how it turns out in our version. I think it's sounding okay so far. It's a great song, so hard to do it wrong. And then Randy Newman starting things off with Sail Away from the album called Sail Away. 70s Randy Newman. You may be familiar with him more so from like his more recent film score work and songs in films, like in Toy Story. That's what all the younger people were singing along to. You Got a Friend in Me, when he played, that was the one song they all knew. I was all about Marie and Birmingham and some of his earlier songs that he still was playing when I saw him last summer. And now I'd like to play a song by Slight Birching. I may play a couple live recordings that are online by them. It's a local project, and it's got the violin player from Aunts and Uncles and a couple of the live shows over the last, I think it was in the winter, were recorded. And so here's Leg Tickles, a live version by Slate Birching.
are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Slight Birching here on CITR 101.9. This is Inner Journey, and I'm Arthur Kay. You're listening to a campus community radio station here in Vancouver, BC, and that was a live recording of a song called Black November. Before that was something by Bruce Coburn. It was also a live recording, but done about 35 years ago. To the month in April 1977 at Massey Hall in Toronto, I believe. It was released as Circles in the Stream. It's a double live album by Bruce Coburn. And the song is One Day I Walk, which I've also heard versions done of that song, which Coburn wrote, but done by Katie Lang. You can imagine sort of a bit of a folk country thing that she's done. And before that was the first Light Birching song from some live recordings that I played, and that one was called Leg Tickles. Bruce Coburn, I guess it's funny because only recently, like in the last year, become aware that he kind of wrote a bunch of stuff before he wrote like Lovers in a Dangerous Time, or like some of the stuff that might still be sort of radio fodder, I guess, of his for Canadian content kind of things. But some of it worth seeking out. And now I'd like to play another live recording. It's by Archie Fisher, and it's a song called Laird of Onny. And maybe I'll just let that speak for itself. Here you go.
We head now for the northeast. Wagons, ho! There used to be an old custom in that part of the country, there in Aberdeen. At the end of winter, when the fuel was running short, it was quite permissible for the young courting couple, you know, the daughter of the house and her boyfriend, to court in bed to save fuel, as long as they were both fully clad and there was a big, thick feather bolster in the middle of between the two of them.
This later became the speed bump.
Kind of sexual speed bump, yeah. And the feathers fairly flew. Right. So the Laird of Udney was a young courting squire who used to go around about speed bumping all through the northeast. Now this thing was called bundling. This type of courtship was called bundling for obvious reasons. And the art of bundling was to be quiet. This guy blew it. I am the Laird of Udney's was, and I've come here with right good cause. And I've had mair than 30 fa's come and out over the plain, so let me in the sainicht, oh, let me in the sainicht, and I'll never spear back again, no. My mother, she'd a sound asleep, and the bedroom door does chirrup and cheep. The bedroom door does chirrup and cheep, and I canna let you in, so gang ye heen the sainicht, the sainicht, oh, gang ye heen the sainicht, and never speer back again, oh. I'll lay your door again, it been squeak, and it will neither chirrup nor cheep. No, it will neither chirrup nor cheep, and I'll get slippin' in, so let me in the sainicht, the sainicht, oh. Let me in the sainicht, and I'll never spear back again, no. And when he get in, he was so glad, he's tucking the bonnet fee off in his head. And he kissed her on the cheeks, he red, and the old wife had the din. Ah, but will she like it, that sainicht, that sainicht, oh. Will she like it, that sainicht, that she let her laddie in, no. When he got in, he was so glad, he's knock at the bottom boards out of the bed. And he stole the lassie's maiden head, and the old wife had the dinner. But will she like it, that's sainicht, that sainicht, oh. Will she like it, that sainicht, that she let her laddie know. But I am the Laird of Udney's was, and I've come here with right good cause. And up at near than 30 fa's come a new tower the plain, so let me in the sainicht, the sainicht, oh, let me in the sainicht, and I'll never speed back again.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
The tradition of the inner city griots, we take you through a journey, through a story, to a place and a time in a small town. But as you listen, you're to pay no never mind to the small town and the time and the place, a place where the moon and the sun does as it pleases, a place where everybody knows everybody else's business, a place that basically could be anywhere. Listen.
Sun took the day off and the moon stood still. The only light was in sight were the one just past that onion field. If you look from where I'm standing, you see that old scarecrow. They say if you look too long, you might jump off that wooden bowl. But between you and me, I think that's just a bunch of, hey, you know. Some even believe he was responsible for the death of old man Dan. They found without his thinking cap with straw in his hand. And the strangest thing about it is that they never found his head. They never found his head. They never found his head. Got
damn it, they never found old man Gad.
And they'll never find, cause I took it.
It didn't go like that at all. See, I just hated that his eye was crooked, and I wanted his eyeball. And things got out of hand, and old man Dan had to die because of that eye. I tell you, them scarecrow stories are lies. But I did hear, when the moon was full and the sun's about to rise, you can walk by and think about that head at the crack of dawn, he'll cry.
And the sun took a day off, and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the moon got around, cause it can see it all from the
and
top.
And the sun took a day off, and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the sun be clouding.
And the sun took a day off, and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the stars come to work all drunk.
And the sun took a day off, and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the moon got around, cause it can see it all.
In a small town of 1,500 houses on every corner, lived the oldest lady in the world, Alona. Miss Desmona Lorraine Cortez from Barcelona, Spain says she came to reclaim her family's name and put her soul to rest. Yes, on sacred ground, her family owned this town and the people in it too, but I would just pass through. She said people around here believe in voodoo, witchcraft taboo. It was kind of hard for me to take this all for true, but she did say when a stranger comes to town, huh, this is what they do. First they'll stone you, and when you come to, then they'll own you. There's no one to run to when the sun takes a day off and the moon stands
still.
Well,
this is what I heard. The sun blew a fuse and the moon had stood in loom. Now morning came with rain and went from wetness. Now the evening sang the birds. The lamp of sun begun to fade throughout the noon. A piano plays a tune in which a woman's voice softly croons adamantly. She yells uncharacteristically, "Dance with me, you fool." But not only was I introduced, but apparently being seduced. But by whom? Namesake, let's just call a little mysterious lady maroon. That's from San Luis Cantoon. Put some things in my ear to make the flesh of a grown man's hand move. Suspensively hypnotic, neither erotic nor exotic, but psychotic in a sense. For instance, she made reference to actually raising the dead. In a sentence, she once said with dread.
And the sun took a day off and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the moon be locked in his room doing shrooms.
The sun took a day off and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the moon be in a hot air balloon to the moon.
And the sun took a day off and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the moon just be faded, crying.
And the sun took a day off and the moon stood still.
Around my part of town, the moon got a frown cause it sit off from the top. And sometimes he'll stop, look out with a stargaze. Sometimes he'll cover his face, and he won't be seen for days. The sun had took a day off and the moon stood still. The sun had took a day off and the moon stood still. For real.
Day off, day off, day off.
Yeah.
was the song Oh No off Haiku Charlie's Bandcamp page, their local project. Apparently a five-piece ensemble when they're fully together with everybody there right now. But I don't know. I think they play shows with various amounts of people doing it. When I saw them, it was, I think, a trio most of the time. And kind of nicely unaffected or affected in an interesting way vocals that just have an accent that you don't hear when people oftentimes sing songs that they record. You know, they sing them in a way that's pretty standard pronunciation, and sometimes even the rhythm gets to sound the same. So it's nice to hear something where it's playing with that and going its own way. Before that was Freestyle Fellowship, in a totally different way, doing something that also has a bunch of different, just hearing the voices in that song is great. When the Sun Took a Day Off and the Moon Stood Still off the Beneath the Surface compilation from the late 90s, 98, I think. And Archie Fisher and Garnett... Rogers before that off an album they did together after they toured Canada and the States in the 80s, kind of on a whim of Archie Fisher's and Garnett's, and the album's called Off the Map. That song was called Lord of Udney, and apparently why they called it Off the Map says on the back line of notes that when they were driving around, Garnett would be driving them and Archie would be, I guess, hanging out beside him, and they had a car, and at certain points, you know, Archie would wake up from sleeping or whatever and just ask Garnett, hey, where are we? Where do we happen to be? And Garnett would be smoking, blow his smoke at the window shield and off the window shield and say, we're off the map. So, yeah, and I guess I'll follow that up with... I think maybe the only song that was written by Judy Mahan on this self-titled album of hers from 1971, and it's called See Here on CITR 101.9. This is the show Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay.
Not meant to be sung. Often they tell a story not meant to be heard or Bolton. Come away, lover, and be my eyes. See here, you better do the things you dream. See here, see here, you better do the things you scheme. See here, see here, you better do the things to believe in. Mm-hmm. make you cry. Go to them and smile away their tears before they die. You who have magic and spells to while away the years. Oh, step in here. Step in here. See here, you better do the things you dream. See here, see here, you better do the things you scheme. See here, see here, you better do, you better do, you better do the things you look to the child to teach you what you should know again and again. You'll reap just what you sow. You step in here, bring me near. Step in here. See here, you better do the things you dream. See here, see here, you better do the things you scheme. See here.
If it be your will that I speak no more, and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until spoken for, if it be your will. If it be your will that there is a voice from the broken hill, and I will sing to you from this broken hill. No, your praises they shall ring. And if it be your will to let me sing from this broken hill, no, your praises they shall ring. If it be your will, if there is a choice, let the rivers fill, let the hills rejoice.
Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
April and Discorder is here. Daffodils are blooming, cherry blossoms blossoming, and Discorder smells spring fresh off the presses. Check inside for monthly faves, The Overeducated Grumbler, on the topic of Dan Levy, getting textually active with rock stars, and news on the venues you know and love. Read up on the lovelies of Ruffled Feathers, Indigo Kids, and Dirty Spells, and figure out where to pick up hard copies of their stuff at your favorite local record store on Record Store Day. Reviews, calendars, charts, interviews, art projects, photos, write-ups, and teardowns, all that and more in your free April issue of Discorder. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder.
So, yeah, check out Discorder for sure. And don't be intimidated if you don't know the names of all the bands and all the bands are talking about at first. It's just fun sometimes to jump it right in to that kind of thing. So, before that little public service about Discorder was the Buffalo Swans with a song called A Spark off the Body Electric. They're from semi-locally. And then... before that was a cover of If It Be Your Will, done by Anthony of Anthony and the Johnsons. It's on the I'm Your Man DVD. That was a version without some voiceover. That film is a combination of documentary about Leonard Cohen as well as a footage from a concert where various artists emceed by Nick Cave played covers of Leonard Cohen songs. And before that was Judy Mahan, who was an actress and became a singer and released a couple albums in the late 60s, early 70s, one with Dulcimer, and this one is called Judy Mahan. It's just self-titled, and it's a bunch of covers of early 70s kind of folk rock songs, and that was an original that's on there called See Here. And it's just about the end of this show, Inner Journey, with me, Arthur Kay. Folk and experimental music from 1 to 2 every Tuesday afternoon. And I'll now play a bit of some Skip James off the album Skip James Today with the song Washington, D.C. Hospital Center Blues. Keep listening. The next show, I believe, that's coming up is Give 'Em the Boot. So stick around for that.
Yeah, Sam's a good man, but I'm a poor man. You understand? In a hospital in Washington, D.C., ain't got nobody to see about me. But I'm a good man, but I'm a poor man. You can understand. All the doctors and nurses too, they came and they asked me, who in the world are you? I said, I'm a good man, but I'm a poor man. You can understand. The doctors and nurses, they're shaking their head, said, take this poor man and put him to bed. Because he's a good man, we know he's a poor man, we can understand. I didn't go hungry, I had a plenty to eat. I had good treatment and a place to sleep. Because I was a good man, they knew I was a poor man, they could understand. I met a little dame, she would love me and always be sweet. She found out I was a poor man, but I was a good man. She couldn't understand. Now when she left me, she got in the door. She waved me goodbye. I haven't seen her no more. She found out I was a good man. She knew I was a poor man. She couldn't understand. The doctors and nurses, they're shaking my hand. Say, you can go home now, Skip. You're a son well man. Because you're a good man, you're a poor man. We can understand. I'm taking my doctor and I'm shaking his hand. I'm gonna play this hospital blues.